Welcome. Today, we're planning a Croatian long weekend that moves at two very different speeds. Zadar, with its stone lanes and sunset-facing waterfront, and Dugi Otok, an island where the landscape asks you to slow down. Think of this as a practical route rather than a race through landmarks. We'll cover the atmosphere, the essential stops, food, seasons, ferries, and a few small choices that make the journey feel more considerate. Zadar is an excellent place to begin because its old town is compact enough to understand on foot. You arrive, put your bag down, and within a short walk you are among pale stone streets, churches, cafes, and fragments of much older city life. The layers are part of the pleasure. Roman remains sit close to medieval churches and defensive walls, and the city never feels like a museum behind glass. Daily errands, conversations, and evening strolls keep moving through the same spaces. My advice is simple. Don't try to decode every building immediately. Let yourself wander first. Notice the smooth paving underfoot, the shutters above narrow lanes, and the sudden flashes of Adriatic blue when a street opens toward the water. By late afternoon, the waterfront becomes the natural destination. People gather there with no complicated agenda, walking, sitting, talking, or simply watching the changing light. That unhurried public mood is one of Zadar's great strengths. Sunset gets plenty of attention here, and reasonably so, but you do not need to treat it as a contest for the world's best view. Arrive a little early, find space, and enjoy the color settling over the islands and sea. Start your first exploration in Zadar's old town, then make your way toward the western waterfront promenade. This route links the historic core to the sea and gives the day a satisfying shape. Old stone behind you, open water ahead. The sea organ is the waterfront's most distinctive stop. Waves push air through pipes built into the steps, producing shifting, low musical tones. Sometimes it is gentle and almost meditative. With more movement in the sea, it can sound startlingly alive. Nearby, Greeting to the Sun is a circular glass installation that gathers solar energy by day and glows after dark. It works best as part of the evening promenade, not as an item to take off and immediately leave behind. Then comes the change of pace. Dugi Otok, literally Long Island. It is much less urban, with roads threading between small settlements, coves, pine-scented stretches, and exposed coastal scenery. That contrast is the point of pairing it with Zadar. Sali, on the southeastern side, is a useful place to get oriented. It has the scale of a small island settlement, a harbor atmosphere, and a slower rhythm than Zadar. Pause for coffee, check local information, and adjust your expectations accordingly. Talasica Nature Park brings some of Dugi Otok's strongest landscapes together. A broad sheltered bay, dramatic cliffs, and walking routes that feel more spacious than the city's busy waterfront. Stay on marked paths and take the park's conditions seriously, especially in heat or wind. Within the park, Lake Mir is a salt lake separated from the Adriatic by a narrow strip of land. It is a memorable place, but it is also a sensitive natural setting. Swim or walk only where guidance allows and avoid treating the shoreline as a playground. For a different island image, there is Sakaran Beach, known for its pale sand and clear shallow water. Conditions, access arrangements, and the feel of the beach can vary across the season, so check locally and give yourself time rather than building the day around a perfect postcard. Here is a simple long weekend structure. On arrival day, keep it local. Check in, walk the old town without a strict route, and finish along the waterfront for the sea organ, Greeting to the Sun, and whatever kind of sunset the evening offers. The next morning, give Zadar a few more hours. Visit the historic center at a calmer time, choose a cafe or market stop, and resist the impulse to overfill the day. You are about to trade city convenience for island logistics. Reserve a full day on Dugi Otok, or better still, an overnight if your schedule allows. A day trip can work, but an overnight creates room for Sali, Talasica, a beach or swim, and a quiet evening without constantly checking the clock. Before committing, confirm the ferry connection that fits your dates and whether you truly need a vehicle. Routes, seasonal frequency, boarding procedures, and availability can change. Build the plan around verified details, not a timetable you happen to see months earlier. For the final morning, choose the slower option. Return to Zadar for one last waterfront walk, linger over breakfast, or explore a nearby coastal corner if it fits your transport. The best long weekends leave a little breathing room before departure. Food in this region is a reason to pause. Along the Dalmatian coast, seafood and grilled fish are natural possibilities, often accompanied by olive oil, vegetables, bread, and a glass of something local. Let the day's catch and the season guide the meal. You may also find local cheeses, octopus dishes, simple grilled meats, and seasonal produce. None of these needs to become a checklist. Ask what is fresh, look for a place that feels cared for, and order with curiosity rather than a script. On Dugi Otok especially, meal timing deserves a little planning. Small communities do not operate like a large resort city, and kitchen hours or choices may be limited. That is not an inconvenience to defeat. It is a cue to organize your day with more patience. A good island lunch has no need for drama. Shade, a view if you are lucky, a straightforward plate, and time to sit. If you are rushing between ferry, beach, park, and dinner, you may see more but feel less of the place. Late spring and early autumn are often the most appealing types of season for this route. The weather can be milder, walking is easier, and the overall pace may be less crowded. Of course, sea conditions and weather always deserve a final check. Summer brings longer, livelier days and warmer swimming weather, but also more heat and more pressure on transport and popular beaches. If that is when you travel, start earlier, carry water, and leave margin in the schedule instead of expecting seamless movement. In Zadar, walking is usually the right answer for the old town. For Dugia Otok, ferries are central to the experience. While getting around the island may require a vehicle, bicycle, taxi, or locally available transport depending on your exact plan, verify what suits your route in advance. Respect is practical here. Pack out what you bring to beaches, keep noise low near homes and harbors, follow nature park rules, conserve water, and do not assume every cove is an unmanaged private escape. Small gestures protect both the landscape and the welcome visitors receive. The useful takeaway is to let Zadar and Dugia Otok do different jobs. Use Zadar for history, evening energy, and an easy first step into the region. Use Dugia Otok for open horizons, slower meals, and time outside. Plan the ferry carefully, leave room for change, and travel gently once you arrive. Thanks for listening, and I hope this corner of the Croatian coast gives your next long weekend exactly the right balance of discovery and rest. Safe travels!